Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A 50 motherfucker and I love fucking fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Get the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Got an out, chin, check the dose, and need to ask for the ticket at the ticket. Man, I ain't gon' pay. Yeah. Better do 30 days locked up in CJ. Let's twist the throttle, let's get the rolling. My drag pipes on my bike, get the blowin'. A third motherfucker street calling me. Like a mom calls the kids when it's time to eat.
Come on.
Approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'm a 10-year rolling to the bone. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie, I'ma always hit a ball. My homeboys might rubble, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, oh fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
Thursday, December 18th. It's 1 week from Christmas. And I'd like to say, give a shout out to Annie, Rusty, Danny Trail, Natalie Sky, Will C, David James Elliott, let's see, Nick Sarcy, Kenzie, just everybody that was involved with the last 2 days of took my friend Trevor from work, passing out swag bags, Christmas gifts at the Naval Hospital and at the Wounded Warriors Battalion on Camp Pendleton today. Yesterday was the Naval Hospital. A lot of fun. Some of the people's faces, the expressions, it's priceless. I wish we had a camera going just to capture all those moments. It was great. I'm not going to stay on too long. A couple of people are going to call in. If they call in, we'll stay on a little longer. If they don't, wish everybody Merry Christmas, and we'll have a show Tuesday, just for a little bit, and maybe get some of those people on to talk. I just can't say enough about what we've done the last few days. If you go to the Phil and Bill Show on Facebook, you'll be able to see some of the pictures. But a lot of things going on today. Weather was good. And what else to say? And I talked to Bill and said to say hello and wish everybody happy holiday. We're going to do the big cover up. It's a once-a-year event where we collect the blankets, shoes, socks, whatever you want to donate to help the homeless. That'll take place Sunday. The ride will leave from San Diego Harley to New and on Marina Boulevard up to Kennedy's. And if you've ever been there, it's a great party. We take over the whole street, fight for blocks, good crowd. Last time the cops came to see what the permit is, Bill told them, why don't you ask the mayor who was at the podium talking? The guy said, oh, that's the mayor. Bill said, exactly. He just put the car in drive and drove away. But, I don't know what else to tell you. Met some new friends, some old friends. Just go from there. It's good. So, like I said, some people are supposed to call in tonight. You know, being with the holidays and people, and so now I'll make sure that everybody's here on Tuesday. But it was a good time by all. You there, Shorty?
Yes, I am. Hello, hello, hello. So, how's the weather your way? Sorry, I was a little late. I had to have a shake in the middle of the winter here.
Yeah, well, 66 and partly cloudy.
23 and slightly chilly. No snow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No snow yet. I'm happy camper. I'm not in 4 layers of clothes. I've hardly had to wear a coat. I'm a happy camper.
There you go.
Yep.
So, I decided to, I went and asked the girl at the sandwich shop for a piece of paper, and she gave us a white bag. So I said, Rusty, give me your pen. He looked at me kind of funny. I said, no, give me your pen. I said, because we're going to give a shout out to the young lady that owns your pants. Everybody started laughing.
I still have them. 2 pair.
Yeah.
And I would still look ridiculous in them.
Yeah. So I had those guys do that.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And today we went to the Wounded Warrior Battalion on the Marine Base. Pretty good.
Oh, all of you together or just you?
No. And we went with, no, the same people didn't show up today. One did.
Oh, okay. Different people. Okay.
Yeah.
How's Mr. Bill?
He's got a family issue going on he's taking care of, but other than that, everything's okay.
So he's back. He's okay? He's hanging in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Who else is with us? Just you and I?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I even said I wasn't going to stay on too long.
Hmm. Now, are you doing the show Tuesday, or are you waiting until, like, the following week?
No, I'm going to wait and see. Some people actually wanted to do it, and with the scheduling, some of the actors that were supposed to go with us Wednesday and today actually had been booked by their agents without their knowledge till the day before. So,
right.
Yeah. But other than that, everything was running pretty good.
Is it okay if you and I can talk about that last episode? How wicked was that? crazy. I just meant the episode itself. It was good. You know, it ended well. I don't know what the future will bring in regards to what they're going to do next. Isn't it supposed to be something like about the club or something maybe, but not with the actors that were present?
Rumors. Now remember, this is just a rumor.
Right.
But they're going to do a show, I think, with the original 9.
Oh, cool. But we won't know until September. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but there's other things going on that, trust me, just keep watching your TV guide.
Okay. Oh, can I say something? If it's okay, because it's been a while since I've been on the show, I'm sorry about that. I'm not getting into that right now. Anyways, what has taken place in regards with one of the guys we had on the show with us? Did you see a crazy story? I don't believe it.
What's that?
Out by you. A person was charged with the rabbit issue. You know who I'm talking about?
The rabbit? Rabbit?
Yeah.
Like Easter rabbit?
No, rabbit, like killing a rabbit, supposedly, quote.
The rabies type deal?
No, killing it to eat it.
Huh?
Okay. I didn't want to toss a name out there because there's a pending case in California. And
if it's a pending case, I don't want to hear it because I don't want to be called in on a conspiracy
charge. No, that's
charge.
Fine. Okay.
I don't want to be I don't want to be brought in on a conspiracy charge.
Okay. Can I say this then?
What?
Did you catch wind of what the idiot governor that's going out, which is Quinn, and the new idiot coming in, what they want to do in regards to putting it as a felony if they pass that bill for recording the police.
I wouldn't give a shit if they passed it or not. I get pulled over, I'm filming the motherfucker, and that's it.
Well, exactly. Well, no, because you have to understand something. I mean,
I will tell them right when they approach the cop, for his safety and for my safety, I'm filming all transactions because he's got a camera on me from behind. And if he doesn't like that, then he's free to arrest me. But
you're able to do that, though, Matt, or where you're at, right?
That's a fine line right there.
Okay.
I mean,
George
Thompson, who's been on the show, he, like, beat it down into the ground, but it's kind of, I think it kind of came to, like, a happy medium. They just basically squashed it, and George really hasn't gotten anything out of it that I know of, you know? I mean, I can't say that for sure.
Right, I mean, that's his business, I know, but I know that they were trying to do that. Sorry.
Yeah, if anyone else were to do what he did, you know, whether or not, I would not advise it now with the new, because the old mayor, the people got pissed off at him because of paying for trash bags, and he was found with a gun. He pulled it out on one of his workers, and they went forward with it, and the people voted him out. But the person they put in his place is, he was the former DA of this area, and he's nicknamed the Son of Sam, and he has that name for a reason, because he's had more dangerous hearings than friggin' the Easter rabbit has eggs. And the problem is that a lot of them people didn't belong having them type of hearings, and the thing is that he's like a media sucker. It's like when you get a dangerous hearing, all the media descends, and he gets his fucking 5 minutes of fame every shot. You know, and he's like
a mob attorney. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a fucking ass is what he is, and if the people think that that's the solution, they're barking up the wrong tree, because he's going to run that mayor's office like he's still in the sheriff's department and working with the DA and all that shit, and it's going to be complete fucking chaos. Because like he would do roundups of stupid things, honest to God, and like with him being in the mayor control, if you like owe a ticket, you owe like $10 on excise tax or whatever, you park next to a fire hydrant, whatever, he is going to, it's not even going to be funny. There's going to be complete chaos in the fucking city, but that's what they wanted, you know, that's what they voted on. And I can't even, I look at it like this. Okay, Flanagan was a jackass doing what he did. He should never, like, pull the gun out on somebody that works for you. You just don't do that when you're the mayor. But he did do a few positive things in the city. I mean, not everything he did was good, but with every person you elect, some shit they do is good, some is bad, you know?
I know.
It is what it is, but, you know. And the thing is that the person who's the acting mayor right now who got voted in, he's only in the spot for a year, because then the general elections happen. So he's got a year to, like, prove basically that he can handle, because you know he's going to run again at the end of the year, of course. But he's got a year to prove that he can be the big man, you know, sitting behind the desk. And I just want to puke over that whole thing, honest to God.
Well, no, I mean, I understand right where you're coming from. I mean, you got an idiot going in, and we had an idiot that's going out that's stirring up shit in regards to filming, you know, and then we got a worse idiot coming in on its back heels, you know, so, you know, leave it to Illinois. I think we're probably the most corrupt out there. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody else out there as corrupt as this state.
Yeah,
but does it stop me from filming? If I see a shit, I'm all on it. I don't give a fuck.
You know, Fall River Mass got a major, like, overhaul in the past year, and they, like, fixed the roads and replaced every light system on all the main strips with high-powered cameras and different types of stoplights, and, like, it's everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there is some type of camera on you, and it's like, it's downright sickening, you know? I mean, regardless, you know, everybody conducts themselves when you're out in public and you're in a mannerly fashion. It just, you know, people can view things that aren't, can view things and think one thing when it's a complete opposite.
Different scenario.
It like creeps me out. Honest to God, it's like, you know, sitting on top of a big grocery store or something. Okay, I can understand that. You got a big parking lot. Somebody could get mugged all the way on the other side. Whatever. Okay. But, like, every single street corner, it, like, it's bugging me out. Honest to God, it's like, why?
Well, why? Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, they started off with a camera here or there here, you know, and then it just expanded and, you know, because it's all about surveillance and, you know, whatever they can do or get or whatever the case may be, you know, and unfortunately we're in that technology of, everyone's under the gun. It doesn't matter who the hell you are or what the hell you're not. You know, they just want to see everything, and they're not happy until they do.
Huh. Hey, Phil, I got here late, but did you talk about what you went and did?
Yeah, I talked about it before you guys got here, but...
Okay.
But what Stacey's talking about is the fact that I met a bunch of people... yesterday, I took one of my friends from work. He was stoked. He fucking ear to ear grin. Even today, it was this morning when I saw him. But what happened was Annie from American Soldier Network, this is the 8th year she's done this. And this is the first year that I've really been involved where I've been there. I knew about it before when we did things to help them, but this year I decided I got to go. And make the time to go. Unfortunately, Bill's got a personal problem he's taking care of, so he wasn't able to go with us, but he sent everybody a hello and wished and thanked everybody for their service. And a couple of the other people that were supposed to go, it was their day off, but they got booked to go anyway. And then what happened was we went to the Naval Hospital in San Diego to the Wounded Warriors wing of the hospital. And what it is you go to, there's a door and there's a doorbell and there's two rooms inside behind that door. Inside that door is a vestibule, if you guys know what a vestibule is, it's like a little hallway between two doors.
Yes.
Okay, and as big as Rusty is, when he knocked on the door, it sounded like somebody hit the door with a hammer. But when they opened the door, just the expressions on their faces were priceless.
I can imagine.
Because it was a big, you know, big guy standing outside my door, but the fact that when they looked, like this one guy... we went to go into the elevator to go up two flights to another wing. And they have this program for people who develop that don't have the full skills developed yet.
Right. Developmental.
Yeah. And it's called hiring options. Anyway, this guy, kind of a butterball, but the door, you know, they push the button for the elevator and the door opens and Rusty's standing about 4 feet from the door and the guy just froze and fell out, you know, and he's like, hey, I know who you are. And then he comes out of the elevator, walks right into Danny Trio and he about shit in his pants.
Oh my God.
Then he looked around and he seen everybody and he was like, holy shit, what's going on? Hey, is this a dream? No, it's real. And everybody started grabbing him and shaking his hand and shit. But and then he's like, somebody said, hey, you want a picture with these guys? And he's fumbling, he's looking through all his pockets and everything. And he's got the phone in his hand as he was so in awe. Yeah. But that's what happened the whole day. And then they went to this one room and the young lady opened the door and she closed the door. Opened the door, so I'll be right back. Closed the door again. Hopping on one leg. Came out in a wheelchair. And came out with a wheelchair with the other girl that was in the other room. And they both of them had put their vests on. And Rusty said, so what kind of bike do you ride? And she said, well, I don't because listen, Rusty said, well, you know, I've made bikes for people with, you know, we can put you on two wheels or three wheels. And she's like, well, I'm kind of like maybe 5 years down the road from doing that. But it just made their, basically everybody got their day made. But, you know, it's like, you're in the front row in the pew in the church.
Right.
Sitting next to you is a movie star.
Right.
And the first pew, by the time it gets back to the 30th pew, all them people now are sneaking around the side and coming up through, you know, all different ways to see who's
right.
Who.
Right.
We must have took, I'd say, close to 3,000 or 4,000 pictures yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, but just think of how cool it was, not only for the men and women, but I bet it really filled, like, the hearts of, like, Danny, Trio, and Rusty and that, you know what I mean, where it was just, like, an overwhelming good feeling, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you. They had some service dogs, and I don't know if you guys know, but Danny's an avid dog lover.
Okay.
But the best time of the day was when they had the military police have this little, like, Jeep thing. It's in the pictures. You'll see it. But it got autographed. Rusty was the first one to sign it. So he was the first one to sign it. And then the girl came out who was an MP. And then she saw who it was, and she's like, whoa. And Rusty handed it to Danny. So Danny signed it, and then Natalie Sky signed it. And I'll tell you a funny story about her in a minute. And then Annie signed it. A few other people signed it. Boy, that I was looking at Rusty. He goes, hey, now they can't just arrest me. I said, no, now it'll be a conspiracy charge on all of us. But we looked at the girl and we said, hey, is it okay to do that? She said, yeah, go ahead. And she sent me a thing today saying they were still talking about it from yesterday.
Wow.
But, yeah, and every time we were walking around and people would notice who it was, you know, they'd run up and these guys, even though we were getting ready to leave, we spent another hour taking pictures.
Wow.
Nice.
How awesome.
Yeah, that was a good deal.
Yeah, I had no idea. It was weird because I'm not much like on the computer itself. You know, I'm more like mobile now. And or I have been for a while. And it was funny because I shut like notifications off on my phone. And so I just got on real quick to like scroll around. And all of a sudden I saw Stacy's picture. I'm like, oh, freaking yeah. I'm like, this is awesome. Because even my daughter's like, oh my God, did you see Stacy's picture? I'm like, oh, she changed it. Okay. And, you know, I go and I look, I'm like, damn, there you go. And then I had sent Phil a text, and then I didn't see at first the response, you know, and then he sent me a message, and I'm like, oh, I got it, you know. I'm like, oh, freaking yeah. It was, like, way wicked cool.
Yeah, that was, we got food. And we were sitting in the food court eating. And those guys, they take a bite, take pictures, take a bite, take pictures. And I was getting egged on from the sidelines about getting somebody's got to get my name on a piece of paper and held up for me.
That was me. That was me. I'll own it. Yes, it was me.
What did you say to him?
I was blowing up his phone going, I want a picture. I want a picture with a hello, Stacy, so it's my picture. I'm like, and I was adamant. I just kept hitting copy on the text and resending it. And then he finally sent me the picture, and I was like, I had to stop the car. I was like, what? I was like, ah! Yeah, I was driving. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, woo! Yeah, that messed me up. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yep, the world stopped for 30 seconds for me because I was in my glories going, OMG, yep.
Yeah, at least you were able to talk. Yes.
Yeah, that was the best. I'll tell you what, it was just the best.
Because it just made your day.
Everybody on the show knows that every single time Rusty's been on the air, I have been either sick or in the hospital, or the one and only time he came on, I didn't know what to say. I shut up and then hung up. So to get that today, I was just like, cheese and crackers. I was like, yeah. I was like very ecstatic and like, you know, it was kind of cool because all my friends were like, hey, how did you do? And I'm like, that, my friend, is ancient Chinese secret. But, yeah, Phil, I can't thank you enough for that. I can go into details again and make all kinds of noise about how much you made my day and, like, the rest of the year and probably the next 20 years. It's all good. But that was awesome. My son, the cool part is my son goes like this. I showed him the picture, and he recognized you, and then he recognized Rusty. He's like, that's the dude on the motorcycle on the TV show, and I said, yep, and he goes, just like this, and it was so funny. He goes, your boy Phil hangs with him. I was like, what? I looked at him and I said, that's not my boy for one. And I'm like, you need to address him properly. And he goes, that Phil dude's friends with him. I said, yeah. I said, they got, you know, I said, a cool thing going on. And he goes, when are we moving out there?
Our kid.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So, you know, but, yeah, it made my day.
If you notice in any of those pictures, when I'm standing next to Rusty, I actually moved over one, and he still said, put the little guy in the middle.
I know.
And Danny, no, it was funny because Danny said, I'm already in the middle, Rusty. He goes, not you, the other guy.
Yeah.
that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Cool photo, though.
I said.
Now, do you have more of them? Are they on your blog?
They're all over there. No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't on a blog yet. They're on Facebook. It'd take too long for me to do it on the blog.
Okay, so it's on your page. Okay, I'll look.
Later. I'm going to do that over the weekend. But anybody that wants to go look at what it says, you can just when you go to the radio page, you can click on there and see my. Facebook link, and just click on that and you can see pictures. And if you friended Annie, you can see them too.
Annie's been on my page for quite a long time. She has them too?
Well, those are the ones she took.
Okay.
But,
and I posted a few from your page into the group too, so.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, it was a good day. Everybody was happy. The big boss said, yeah, I don't have a problem with that when I told him what I was going to do. And it worked out pretty good. Today was, they got a tour. I don't know if you guys ever seen JAG.
Yeah.
Yep. The TV show?
David Elliott, David James Elliott, the guy who played App? I forget what his name was on the show. Anyway, he was there today, and he's a good guy. He looked at me and he goes, man, I know you from somewhere. I said, yeah, I met you before. And he goes, and I said, hold on, give me a minute. Because I was trying to, somebody else said something. Will C, the comedian, was there. He did some fucking jokes. It was funny. he did a couple of dick jokes, and then he realized where he was, and I apologize. But I don't know if you guys ever saw that scene where Gemma's having the three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that girl that's in there, her name is Natalie Sky. She's on my page if you want to friend her up. She's also got some pictures. Anyway, we're standing at the, now you got, this is a military hospital. So everything's kind of, you know, uptight. So we're standing there and this black guy runs up and he starts hollering machete and all that stuff. And so the guy looks at Natalie and he goes, "Who are you?" Rusty goes, "Have you ever seen, did you see the show where Natalie played Kiki, the girl who gave Mint blowjobs."
Yeah.
And you could hear people, "What the fuck is a Mint blowjob?"
Yep.
All the women behind the counter stopped and dropped their heads because they didn't believe it was real. He just said it. I'm talking, "Yeah, it's the girl that gave Mint blowjobs."
Oh my god.
And then we went in and talked to a girl that had cancer. We talked to a guy who got some 4-inch screws taken out of his pelvis from a motorcycle accident. We talked to some amputees. There's one picture on there of this girl come down the hall and she's like holding her jaw and trying to talk to Danny. She just had some dental work done. So there's a picture of her standing next to Danny, between Danny and Natalie. And Rusty's over on the back looking, you know, like he's bent over all three of them because they're so short. And they all puffed their cheeks out. So they took us. It was like a selfie they took with this girl.
Nice.
But the highlight of the day was that guy that stepped off the elevator. He'll remember that till the day he dies.
Very well.
Yep. Hey, I'll remember receiving that picture till the day I die.
Yeah. Wait. Maybe one day they'll come knocking on your door.
So I got that picture like saved in triplicate. I will never, ever, ever. I'm telling you, that's like one of those things. I'll be like, bury me in my online photo album. Take the computer with me. Honest to God, it's like I like cherish that. You just don't understand. I'll tell you later. That's a story for another time.
Yeah, well, you never know, Stacey. One day you may get a knock at the door, and then you'll have to talk.
Well, let's see who this. Hold on a second. This is someone calling from New York. 845, you're on the air. Did you want to talk?
Hello, who is this?
This is Philip. Who's this?
Hey, Phil, how you doing? It's Larry from New York.
Good, Larry, how you doing?
Good, good. Just sitting here listening to you guys.
Yeah, we had a couple of good days today. Yesterday with all the people that were wounded and the amputees and stuff, it's all good when I left there.
Pretty amazing. They're pretty amazing people, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And
today
we were at the new, they built a new building, but it's called the Wounded Warrior Battalion at Pendleton. And some of the guys were saying, "Yeah, this is better than a barracks." And I kind of like, yeah, I remember, but you guys, I'm a little older than you guys, and I lived in a Quonset hut over there in the 33 area.
Yeah, right. They're like,
no way. I go, yeah. But, no, we had a good day today, too.
So, they put up a new building for the guys down there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in 2005, right after Fallujah, the Navy hospital had five floors dedicated to people that were injured and amputees and stuff. Now they're down to now they're down to about, I think the guy said 96 yesterday, and it's Army, Marines, and the Navy. A lot of docks. But,
yeah, I was out in not Quantico, Camp Lejeune. Where they were just a regiment back then, but now they're actually a battalion. Yeah, a lot of good guys over there, man, doing good things.
Absolutely, and we're having our big cover up deal this Sunday at Bill's place, and we're gonna have. I invited everybody. They all got a flyer, and we told them, don't be afraid. Come on down. One guy said, well, I don't have a bike. You don't need a bike. And join the party.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah, I was out. They did a 5K run. Hope for the Warriors did a 5K run down there, and I went down and met this young man, double amputee. I guess midway on his thighs, and man, did he give his mom a bad time about eating spaghetti? I mean, you know. It's just the kids, you know, you can't feel sorry for them because it's something they don't want. They want you to kid around and be normal with them, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Larry.
You know?
I hear you.
They're amazing, amazing, amazing people. Like the kid I was talking about, he wanted to go back so bad, it's unbelievable. You know, be back with his brothers over there fighting.
Yeah. You know? Well, I talked to a first sergeant today who, him and I had a good conversation, and he was surprised that I have hair down to my belt and middle of my back. And he asked me, he said, well, he didn't see the ponytail at first. He said, oh, you still cut your hair like you're on active duty, huh? And I said, yeah, just the sides. Yeah, just the sides. So what are you talking about? Natalie grabbed it and pulled it out and said, oh, he's got a ponytail. He's about shitting his pants.
Yeah.
We had a good time. And then they took everybody over to...
Was Danny with you?
Yeah, it was Danny Trio, Rusty
no,
played.
Okay.
Natalie was the girl that was giving out the men blowjobs. That's how she got introduced.
Yeah, quite a piece of that.
Yeah, we had a good time. And some of the people, actually, their agents booked them on their days off for other things and didn't tell them till the day before. So some of the other people from the show had other things going on. And I just got a message to let everybody know. I'm going to put it up on my link that American Soldier Network is it's a 501c3. It's a legit, no money. And you guys, Stacy and Nora, you know, Bill and I will not get involved in anything where all the money doesn't go to the fellas or in the women.
Right.
Right.
We had, like, I didn't mention that, but we had bags for men and we had bags for women. We called them swag bags. Showing our warriors our gratitude. It's the acronym for it. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up a link for people to click on if they want, and they can send a donation.
Cool.
Very cool. But, yeah, I passed a hat at work today, and I left it with another guy to take care of it while I went and took care of some other stuff today. But,
hey, Phil.
Worked. Yes.
You might want to tell Annie she's reached her limit on friend requests.
Well, she knows that. Just if you want to get a hold of Annie, her name is Annie Nelson, and she also has an American Soldiers Network page.
Yeah, I already requested that one.
Yeah. basically, that everything that we do with people from there is there's a nice picture I just posted of me and her. And you guys can get to see what Annie looks like. But we had a good day. And we're standing in front of a Christmas tree and on the ground, around underneath the bottom of the tree. Let me get that picture here real quick. I'll post it so you guys can. But anyway, there's like, I think there's close to 200 bags on the floor around that tree.
Outstanding.
So we made sure even the people that weren't there got a bag.
Cool, cool.
Yes.
Yep.
So, other than that, I'm like wiped. I've been up both days since 2:30 and running until 8 or 9 o'clock both nights. And getting up and doing it again. So we're down to the last 9 minutes of this show. And I will do one Tuesday for an hour just to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and everything. And I'm supposed to have two surprise guests Tuesday. I won't tell who it is or anything until it's confirmed. But what I'd like to do again is it's called the AmericanSoldierNetwork.org. It's www.AmericanSoldierNetwork, all one word, .org. And you can send whatever you want. And we would really appreciate it. But like I said, I passed ahead today, so I'll find out what's going on when I get there tomorrow. And then I'll make sure that Annie gets all that donation.
And social media-wise, too, the Phil and Bill Show group is more and more becoming active, and then more and more people getting involved with like the different things that we're posting about. So that's really cool too.
Because you know, sometimes when you talk to these guys, a lot of times you'll get the, "Oh man, you got to talk to my publicist, or you got to talk to my agent." And right off the bat, there you go. Somebody's looking for a dollar. Just to be at the charity, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, all my friends that you see in those pictures, as well as people that I had on the show, when they do something like that for a charity, it's on their own dime.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up into that too many times, man. Too many of them out there. You know, 50 cents goes to the warrior. And $5 goes in your pocket.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought the Wounded Warrior Project was on the up and up. But when you got a lawyer running things and taking his off the top, the guy pays himself almost $1 million a year to fucking run that program.
Is it up to $1 million now?
Yep.
Because, the problem, I got a couple of friends that work for the Wounded Warrior Project, you know, ex-Marines who served with my son. And, I met one of the 28 founders of it. I can't remember her name right now. I got it written down. And I didn't realize there was 28 different people from around the country who started this Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, who were also getting paid first.
Yeah. They looked like they weren't hurting for nothing.
No.
You know?
No, I'm going to put, you'll see a picture right now up there. I just put up there me, Annie, and the people that were there today with the Warriors. And then,
that's on your other page there.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page.
Facebook page. Oh, are you face? Okay, I'll check that out. I'm on my phone right now, so I'm going to check it out.
We'll see a guy who was, he was running all the security operations and interrogation. He's with, I don't know if you guys seen the show Justified, guy that was in a coma.
Yeah.
His Nick Sarcy, he was with us today, too.
Right.
Took a selfie with this warrant officer today.
Cool.
And, it was funny. I mean, we had a good day yesterday. Everybody was laughing, everybody was having a good time. It was a good day. You know, people were like coming out of the room, and then, you know, Rusty standing at the door, and all they could do was look up and go. One guy said, "Fuck, you're a big fucker."
Listen, I gotta keep in touch with you on this stuff. I wish I had known this a little bit earlier. The guys who served with Joey, I don't know if I ever told you about this, maybe a few years back. They served with Joey. What they do on Memorial Day weekend, they run 100 miles in honor of the 48 guys that they lost.
Right. Yeah, I remember you telling me about it.
All right. So we've been continuing. This is going to be our 6th year and 10-year anniversary. So we're going to do it up here in New York. They're running from upstate New York down to the Purple Heart Hall of Honor, and then we're going to go over to the Orange County Veteran Memorial Cemetery and show the guys around the area up here. And we also raise money. So next year, well, I'll talk to the guys. Maybe we can do something this year for you. You know,
sure.
Get some money going your way. Get a little publicity for you, too, and all that.
Yeah, if you want to get some swag signed and use it in a raffle, I'll see what I can do to help you out with that.
Well, that's cool. That works. Like this year, right now it's earmarked for the Purple Heart Hall of Honor. I don't know if you guys know about that.
Yeah, I do.
What I should do is send you some pamphlets and stuff to hand out to the guys in the barracks down there. To get them signed up here.
Yeah.
So they live forever. Well, not live forever, but they're recognized.
Yeah, there's people in, when you go down the hallways in the Naval Hospital, there's people in, have their stuff up on the wall. Posthumously, but
right.
it's a good day. And everybody that, is involved in that has a good time.
Yeah, like I said, this year we're going to do that up here. The guys, make sure
if you want to check that out over the weekend, Larry, and hit me up Monday, and we'll talk about it on Tuesday's show for a little bit.
All right, what I'll do is I'll get you through Facebook.
Sure.
And we'll talk a little bit on Tuesday.
Sure.
Go
ahead.
By that time, maybe I get a whole Oscar, and I can talk to him about it and let him check it out also. Because him and Nathan Buckman started this thing 6 years ago, so they call all the shots. I'm just helping out with the logistics up here. The nutcases last year, they ran from Tun Tavern, the original where it was in Philadelphia, to the Marine Corps Museum, almost 190 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, to say the least. So, yeah, these guys are definitely, it's open to the 325 guys who lost the 48. But we also, after we get all those guys into the running, then we open it up to other guys. We have Army, Navy, Coast Guard, don't matter. You serve this country, you're more than welcome. But it's definitely open for the 325 guys first.
Yeah, absolutely on that one. I get people talk to me all the time about stuff like that, and I just go, hey, you know what? To me, it doesn't matter what you write, as long as you're writing.
Oh, this isn't writing.
No, I know running. I know you're talking about running, but what I'm saying is we have people that we do the longest ride. We have we have stuff like that. But we had one guy who swore he rode in from Idaho, and somebody saw him on the freeway with his bike and a trailer.
Oh, really?
Got asked to pack his shit and leave.
Yeah, here we go.
Before he got rat packed.
Yeah, like all the bikers down in Florida and Dakota. Yeah, they all go, oh, I was just 30. Yeah, I drove my car and my trailer. And I had my bike shipped there. And yeah, exactly.
Some of the pictures that I took today, I haven't downloaded yet. But Annie's got a couple. She's got one up now about me and her standing in front of the Christmas tree. And all those bags on the floor got handed out today. And people that weren't there, we made sure they got a bag.
Yeah.
But we had a It was a good day. Very good day.
It's nice that like guys like Danny and whatnot come out and join you, you know? That means a lot to these guys.
Hey, we had him a couple months ago. We had him up at Mount Soledad out here where they're trying to take down that cross. He didn't know it was there. And then I told him yesterday that Tuesday, Congress funded the money for the Mount Soledad organization who maintains the cross and the memorial, where if you died and you were in the military, they take your picture and a little description of you, and it gets mounted on the wall somewhere. And he was all excited about that. And then Rusty said, "What are you talking about?" And I explained it to Rusty, and he wants to get involved in it too. So we're going to be doing some fundraisers to raise some money for that. The city's going to help out, but not that much.
Was the city trying to take that down? I forget. I remember reading the story, but I remember reading also that they stopped it, that they were allowed to stay there.
Yeah, the last time we were around there with the fundraiser and the group, we had the attorney who's been fighting it, who was a vet, and it's the atheists that want to take it down.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course
it is. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's 7:01. I'm going to be in bed asleep by 7:15, so I want to wish all you guys have a good weekend.
And it's 10 p.m. on the East Coast.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys Tuesday.
Good night. Okay. Good night.
Sounds good.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Let's see. I think what I'll do is a little Charlie Baker, and we're out of here.